Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Kat.
All right, Kat, where are you?
I'm in Glasgow.
How can I help?
Oh, I've got a real problem going to leave and I'm out and about during the day. I'm
really?
A favourite. Yeah, I'm a favourite and it's horrific. I have to hold on until I get home.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
A lot of people have this problem where they just don't like using public toilets at all.
Georgina's just said I've never done a poo in a pub.
Have you not?
No.
Or, do you just wait, do you?
Got to.
Why?
Can't think of anything worse.
Why?
It's just weird and wrong.
I just don't get that at all.
It's dirty.
What's your problem with... No, really? What's your problem with it, Kat?
Oh, it's just awful trying to go to a dirty loo and stuff. It stems back to actually when I was at school. My mother said that I used to always have to wait till I got home from... I wouldn't go to the loo at all at school.
Get you? I've got no problem at all with dropping the kids off somewhere public. Not at all. But a lot of people feel your pain, a lot.
It's just, there's just something wrong about it. Mm.
So. Yeah, you can't even order salads at a sandwich bar.
Let's not go there again.
I've got a great image of you just like using your elbows to get out of a toilet.
I sometimes use my foot to manoeuvre the lock to get out.
What about if there's other people in the toilet as well? Do you still use your arms?
Do you know what? I've never been in a cubicle with someone else, so...
Going out of the door...
Oh, the full thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's ways of doing it. Pull your shirt down over your thing and over your hand.
And you do that while other people are there.
And then open it like that.
You do that while other people are there, do you?
Yeah.
Right. And do you get strange looks at all, or...?
I never look back.
Right.
So I don't know.
Hello, Radio 1. Hello.
How are you?
Who's that, please?
Anton.
Anton, yeah. Well, how are you?
I'm alright, yeah, are you alright?
Yeah, very good. Where are you?
I'm on the A14.
Okay, how can I help?
Scott, I went to the toilet yesterday in a pub.
Right.
And this bloke came out of the cubicle.
Yeah.
He'd obviously been for number two, because he was in there for a while.
Okay.
He came out, he didn't wash his hands.
Right.
Which is bad enough.
That's bad, yeah.
He dried them on the air dryer.
Right, so he didn't wash his hands,
uh-huh.
He just dried them.
Yeah.
Gross! That is so gross.
Disgusting, isn't it?
Oh no, look, Laura's OCD is kicking in as we speak. Look. She's got her hands in the air going, I don't like it.
She's put her sausage sandwich down now.
How does that make you feel?
Dirty! It's disgusting and there's no excuse. You should always wash your hands.
I agree. Also, this could lead on to celebrities that don't wash their hands, because I've read a magazine article recently and there's quite a few of them. I quite like that.
Who have you been in a toilet with and they haven't washed their hands?
Well, no, I read in the magazine article that Zane Lowe doesn't wash his hands. But that was probably just a one-off.
Yeah.
It's probably at some gig or something.
Busy. Yeah. Record was finishing, needed to get back on stage.
No, it's probably just like the taps weren't working or something in one of those like trendy places that he goes to, yeah?
Mm.
But I did read that. if you know a celebrity that doesn't wash their hands, 81199. That's quite gross, Anton.
Yeah.
And you know as well that... After that, he will go up to the bar and he will put his hand in those peanuts that you get for free, right? And there'll be particles of
wee
in the peanuts, right? I saw a program once and there's 52 different types of wee on the peanuts at the bar. Do never eat the peanuts or the crisps that they give them to you, right?
Or the olives.
No, don't even touch them.
That's because olives are horrible.
Right, Laura's diary is next. Thank you, Anton.
Cheers, Scott.
I love you.
What pubs do you go into with olives on the phone?
Name was Anton.